The woman got out of time exactly, got out of town in the right time, because we're expecting heavy rains late today and tonight, and then it's going to turn to snow and 1 to 3 inches of a slushy snow. So, Judy Werpman, you made the right choice. Congratulations to you.
What's your line?
Well, thank you. I have to, because, you know, with a dachshund who's only, you know, 4 feet off, 4 inches off the ground, I have to make sure that she neither drowns nor gets buried in a snowbank. So
I shouldn't trust the National Weather Service or Channel 3, huh?
but yeah, I must say, people should come down to Florida, bring a mask. But anyway, the weather is beautiful here.
Well, that is so that's beautiful weather
and
5:47 on the 20th? That it's spring, so we've got 5:37, I'm sorry. So we've got light we've got the light now sorting itself out, which is going to be huge. Although my opinion of springing forward is not
High. True. But I must say, it is nice to have an extra hour of daylight at the end of the day. And one of the things that people do down here is to go out to eat. I mean, people eat outside all the time because until summer comes, when it's too hot to do that. But one of the side effects of that, as it were, is that if we walk down the sidewalk, or you may even live in a building next to a restaurant, it is noisy. And why it's noisy is that these restaurants play their music loud, and then as the evening goes on, they play it louder. So that if you go out to dinner at 6 p.m. and you're finished by 8, you will hear the music at a certain volume. But if you start eating at 9, you better bring your earplugs or something, because you will only be able to talk to your dinner table companions by shouting. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about today, because I really wondered what effect this loud music might have, you know, on our mood and our eating. I mean, I've had a conversation with a therapist I know very well, who told me that music is really extremely positive in helping him deal with the emotions of his patients, some of whom really won't talk to him about some deep set emotions unless he plays certain kinds of music, and it sort of opens up and they are able to sort of reveal their feelings of depression or anxiety or despair. And on the flip side of that, if you play certain music, and I think we've all had this kind of response, a lot of these sort of negative emotions sort of float away, and they're replaced by feelings of sort of calm and tranquility, you know, and just generally feeling good. That's great, and I think that all of us have responded to music, whether you're, you know, a baby listening to a nursery song, or you're an old person remembering, you know, the golden oldies or what have you, you know, when you were young and still, you know, going out for dancing. But what happens, though, if you play music loud and then really loud, it can have very negative effects on people's emotions. It makes them aroused in a not particularly pleasant way. It's sort of when you hear other unpleasant loud sounds that sort of make you feel agitated. And there's some people who are saying, well, I wonder whether this loud music played at restaurants has an impact on what people eat. So where it started all this was that I was walking my dog past a restaurant that's near where I live that has extremely loud music, so much so that the neighbors sort of alternate with each other calling what's called a branch of the police called code compliance, which means you're not supposed to have music played at a loud volume after a certain hour. And the police are always being called, the restaurant's always turning down the music. As soon as the police leaves, they turn the music up again. And so I was talking to a waiter who was standing outside before the restaurant opened, and I said to him, why do you play such loud music? Is it disturbing everybody who lives near the restaurant? He said, well, that's the wish orders of our owner, because he feels that the louder the music, the more buzz there is in the restaurant, and the more, excitement and arousal, and people tend to buy more food, and they tend to order more wine, and it gives them a feeling of really being in a very exciting place. And so I said, well, how do people communicate with each other? And he said, well, that's why they have cell phones, they can text each other. But what he's really said is true, that people tend to eat more and maybe also drink more. So some people did a very clever experiment. You know, is it really true, or are we just sort of making this up? And these were German scientists who took over a cafe, very busy cafe, busy street, in a town in Germany, and they said they brought people in as volunteers, and under two different occasions. In one occasion, they played rather soft, background music that really was sort of not really noticed unless it was turned off. And another occasion, they played really very loud, raucous music. And they had a whole variety of foods that people could choose from. They was free. Either healthy foods like salads, and low-calorie meats and what have you, or very high-calorie, highly processed foods. And they found that when people heard the rather soft background music, they actually made healthier food choices than when the music was extremely loud and somewhat disturbing because it was so loud. And then they made unhealthy food choices. So then they thought, well, maybe this is just sort of random. Let's look at it more specifically. So they did another experiment in which they had people come in for, let's say, the afternoon for sort of an afternoon snack. And in one occasion, and they were offered either a fresh fruit salad or chocolate cake. And, and not everybody would automatically choose a chocolate cake under these circumstances. So, again, with the soft background music, people chose the fruit salad. And when the music became very loud and somewhat disturbing, they ate the chocolate cake. And no one really knows what is pushing people to eating the cake, other than the fact that cake tastes good. But one theory is that the music does cause a sense of arousal, and people are on the verge of feeling unpleasant about that, like too agitated, too much adrenaline coming out. And so they're looking, as we talked all the time, Joy, for comfort foods, high sugary comfort foods, high fat comfort foods, and that's why they chose the cake. And so one of the things I was thinking about as I read this, and I don't think anybody's ever brought this up, is that if you were trying to lose weight, should you think about the kind of background music you may be hearing if you go out to eat, or even eating in your own home? And should dieters be warned that if they go to a restaurant where there is loud music and that buzz, etc., they may find it harder to stay on a diet? And when people put information into their iPhone, for example, their smartphone, about how much they're eating, they fill out the form in an app, what did I eat today? Should they also be asked to say, well, what kind of musical environment was there? Were you listening to music at all? Was it soft and background music, or was it very loud? Because that might give the eater a clue to whether music is actually having an impact on the amount of food that's being consumed.
And we're out of time, so I'm going to have to say goodbye. Except that. People should bear that in mind at home, too, with what they're watching on TV. To be continued.
Yes.
Thank you. Very
good point. I'm sorry I didn't mention it. Thank you. Very insightful.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman.
Okay, talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Food for Mood.
Of course, you can hear Judy here on Robin Hood Radio every Thursday morning before this week in the Lakeville Journal, and also rebroadcast the weekends as well, or on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on This Week in the Lakeville Journal.